Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hello, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. I love chatting with you, and we have some amazing guests that we always have on these shows. And today we have another very, very amazing guest. She is a psychic. She is an amazing psychic. And, you know, people like this really amaze me. Mysticism and psychics have long intrigued the entire world, not just me. And whether we're struggling with career challenges, a rocky love life, battling health issues, or just trying to navigate difficult situations by consulting with an expert psychic, you can get a much-needed guidance looking for the answers that you seek. While there are many imposters or con artists who pretend to be psychics, the ones who are really and genuinely spiritually gifted can certainly help us see past our hurdles, put our mind at ease, help us live up to our full potential, and find our true life's purpose. No question about that. Joanna Balzo is one such professional psychic. She's an amazing lady. She's highly sought after. She's an international noted psychic and lecturer, a consultant with various legal and law enforcement agencies in cases involving murders and missing persons. She's also a certified master hypnotherapist, a personal consultant, and she's the founder of Personal Growth Center. So that's a little bit of the story about Joanna. You know, it's interesting. I'm rattling on here because we've been having some trouble getting Joanna on our line. I've been talking with her, but making the connection with her is turning out to be a little bit difficult here. So hold on just a moment. Don't go away. I think she's calling me back. Hey, Joanna? Do me a favor. The audience is listening to this now. Give me that number that I asked you to call in. In fact, anybody who wants to talk to you, who's listening, I don't know if we're going to take calls on this, you know, on this show as we talk to you, but the number again is area code 347-996-3389. Okay. Do me a favor. Try and call it again for us, okay? The audience is waiting with bated breath to talk to you. It's really happening. Okay, so keep calling. Otherwise, I'll have to call you back. All right, bye. That was Joanna. She says she's dialing this number, but something is up. Although there are a number of people waiting online to talk to her if they can get through. Let's put it that way. Let me continue a little bit and tell you about Joanna while she's trying to get in with us. Funny, I've been talking to her for quite a while, but I wasn't here on our radio line. But anyway, with her gifts, Joanna brings insight and healing to her clients, and really, she has clients all over the world. As she puts it, her mission as a personal psychic and educated therapist is to help people live brighter, joyful, more wholesome lives. And one of her biggest hopes is for all people to shift from afflicted to healed. That's what her goal is. Whatever troubling issues may be plaguing them, she will give advice on their path in life so they can find true happiness. She says, not only will you acquire clarity, but peace of mind. So instead of approaching the future with trepidation, you'll look forward to it with a lot of confidence, hope, and love. And that is really what Joanna's goal really is, as she, you know, she conducts her business. She has a business as a psychic and a medium. And she gets information from both spirits and the universe. In fact, it happened and started with her when she was very young. But I tell you what, Joanna's on the line with us now. And rather than me tell you about her, I'd really rather talk to Joanna in person and get her story from her. So that's what we're going to do. Joanna, I assume you're there and you can hear me. Am I right?
I am here.
Hello.
Yes. I'm
very
hearing.
Good. All right.
I can hear you.
The psychic gods are with us today. Listen, I've read a little bit about you and informed our audience about you. But, you know, as I was pointing out to them, I'm amazed by people who have the abilities to do what you do. And I'm amazed and mystified by how you discover you have these abilities. So do me a favor. Tell me a little bit about your own experience. When did you realize you were psychic, that you had these truly unique abilities. How would you answer that?
Okay. Well, when I was 4 years old, and I remember this clearly, we were going in, I grew up in the South, and you didn't call adults by first names. They were Mr. and Mrs. or aunts or uncles, even if they weren't. And my mom's friend, we called an aunt, and we were going to spend the day with her. She was picking us up. Well, someone came to visit us, and so my mom said we would have to go the next week. I was 4, my mom was 24, and her friend was 26. And as soon as she said that, I said, oh, no, Mama, we have to go now. We won't get to see her. She'll be asleep in the box. So my mom slapped my butt, and she said, you stop that stuff right this minute. I said, but, Mama, she'll be asleep in the box, and we won't get to see her. Well, then I got more than a pop on the butt, two or three pops on the butt, and said, you stop that stuff and go out and play. Well, I did. 3 days later, that aunt died of an aneurysm. So I never saw her again, and my mom saw her in the coffin in the funeral home, so she was asleep in the box. And I actually still remember that one. Lots of things you don't remember as you go. As we were reading, I don't remember them. Unless the person visits with me afterwards and tells me what information they got, then I might remember that. But the actual readings, I won't remember. And that was my first real memory of I was different.
Yeah, you were different. When did you decide that, at what point did you start doing this, you know, as an adult? Can you explain that to me?
Mm-hmm, I sure can. I was in my late 20s. I had a lot of problem with it for a while, thinking, oh, you know, some people think this is not a good thing, and you know, so I battled with that. So finally one day I thought, you know what, I was born with this. I'm not of the devil. God gave me this. I came with it, and I'm supposed to help people with it. So from then on, I started. Well, the floodgates opened. And from that point on, I've worked on numerous cases with different police departments around the country, missing airplanes that they couldn't find in Alaska, and done readings for people as well. And so it's just been my life since. Basically, I've done a lot of things, but that always came back and was center of everything else.
All right. Well, technically, how long have you been doing this now? How would you answer that? I know you've been a long time.
Well, right, long time. About 50 years.
Really?
Plus
wow.
A little. Mm-hmm.
So when mm-hmm. people come to you primarily, and I know you serve as a medium, you serve as a psychic, you do readings for people. I mean, you really do everything that a well-rounded psychic does. When you're functioning as a psychic, what do most people come to you looking for? Really, how would you answer that? What do they want?
Well, they want an answer to something that they can't figure out, and they're confused, and they don't know what step to take next, and it gives them some clarity in how to make their own decisions. And so they can go away with peace.
Yeah.
And knowing that it's there, and I always tell people, you know, no matter what anyone tells you, no matter what anyone tells you, always follow your own gut feeling. Because all of us come with some. But I just let the spirits, and I just let the spirit guides just come in, and it's their spirit guides that give them whatever it is they're after at the time. And it could be finances. It could be relationships. It could be health. And have done all of those.
What do you get the most satisfaction from in what you do? How about that?
Seeing people's spirits lifted, and that they have more peace to get on with life.
Yeah.
I love that.
Now they come asking you all kinds of questions about whether they're going to meet Mr.
Oh, yeah.
Wright, whether they're going to get a better job. You know, it covers the gamut. I've never asked this.
It covers the gamut of life.
What would you say is the toughest challenge you ever had in someone who was coming to you looking for help? What would have been? Anything come to mind?
Well, not particularly. No, it's just, no, not really.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, when someone comes on the phone with you, and you do this mostly by phone now, I guess, right? Certainly since the pandemic.
Lot by phone
pandemic.
And also in person, but right.
But so when someone calls you and you hear their voice, do you instantly kind of connect with them, or do you have to do something to connect with them?
Oh, no. I instantly connect with them. Oh, yeah. It's just, It's just... it's right there. And so whatever they're supposed to get, it comes through.
And if they're asking you, for example, I mean, you've never met them before. You don't know. I'm trying to find out what it is, how you connect. You're hearing their voice for the first time ever. You've never seen them. Mm-hmm. They could be, you know, thousands of miles away from you. I'm
correct.
Intrigued by how you make that connection.
I'm sorry, Doug. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
When they make the appointment, when I write down the appointment and their name, and then I can put my hands over that, and then like that and the voice, then it comes in pretty clear. It's, I don't even know how to explain it. It just is.
All right. You know what? We're having a kind of a technical difficulty here. I want to try something. If something happens and we get disconnected, I'm going to call you right back. But my board here indicates that there is a slight problem. So let me see what we can do.
Okay.
All right. So don't go away. Don't go anywhere. Boom. All right. I'm sorry about this, Joanna. We're having technical difficulties. Give us 2 minutes, and 1 minute, folks, if you're listening and you don't hear us, we'll be right back on. Maybe we'll be all right. Maybe this is going to be okay. I'm sorry. I know you're in Phoenix today. Tell me what it's like in Phoenix. We'll kill some
it's
time
a
right now.
Beautiful, here. Beautiful sunny day today. I don't know what the temperature is, but I know it's nice. I was sitting out back and meditating, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful day.
You've been there for a while, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Moved here in 2001.
Okay. All right, I think we're back on now. Now I understand that we're working all right. I just sorry about that, folks.
Great.
All right, so let me, you know, I have a question to ask you. People call you. Would you be interested in taking a phone call on the air or not? You don't have to.
Sure. Well, with a half of an hour, no.
All right. But there's so much to talk to you about. For those of you who are on the who are waiting to talk to Joanna, you know, we'll do that on another time. Today we want to get as much information about Joanna out as possible and find out more about her story, about the things that she does and how she helps people. We've been talking about being a psychic, and she just connects automatically with people and is able to, you know, you're able to tell them what they want to know. The other interesting aspect is that you serve as a medium as well. And that means you connect with people who have passed away. They're on the other side, so to speak. What is that like from your perspective? What's it like to do that? And how did you know you could do it? My goodness.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's the spirit will come in that wants to come in. I'm not one that can just say, okay, we're going to call your mother in, or we're going to call this person in. The person will come in, and then they'll start giving information. Just one real quick one. One lady I was working with, and she was in person, and this spirit came in and said, don't forget to keep the V8 juice in the refrigerator. Well, now that's kind of a really strange. Well, it turns out that her husband had died not long before, and his favorite thing was V8 juice. And so he always would get upset if that V8 juice was not in the refrigerator when he wanted it. And that was the way she knew for sure that she was, that it was him. And so I didn't per se call him up, but by doing her reading, he came in.
Now, can they, can they ask a question of you and you get an answer from the person on the other side?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And there's no problem in that. That's amazing.
No, I was at a function in Washington State, and it was at a function anyway. It was intermission time, and I'm sitting here waiting. I was in a Eagles Club kind of place, and this male voice came and said, "Please tell her she has got to let me go." Well, I'm in a place, I don't know anybody except the person I'm with. And anyway, I said, "I don't know anyone here." It said, "5 feet down on your right." So I go 5 feet down on my right, and I figured I've not been here before. I probably won't be here again. Don't know anybody, so big deal. Anyway, I asked her if she knew anything about psychic stuff, and she said, "Oh, yes, she loved it." And I said, "Well, there's a gentleman that comes through, and he wants you, he says to you, you have got to let him go. You have got to let him go." Well, it turned out her significant other had died the day before.
The day before. Oh, my God.
The day before. And he just popped in. And, you know, I have learned over the years when I get stuff like that, that I need to get it to where it's supposed to go.
You know, I always understood there was a certain amount of time that had to pass before you could actually contact someone on the other side. Apparently
that's
not.
What I thought too, but that one wasn't the case.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my thinking as well, but no.
You know, I want to let our audience know, we're talking to Joanna Balzo. It's spelled B-A-L-T-Z-O. If you're interested in getting in touch with Joanna or, you know, learning more about her, or actually you want to get in touch, here's how to do it. Go to her website. She's got a great website. It's Joanna, J-O-A-N-N-A, Balzo, B-A-L-T-Z-O.com. That's simple. Joanna, no H in there, J-O-A-N-N-A, B-A-L-T-Z-O.com. I'll give it to you again if you need a pencil to write it down. Before we go off, but I thought you might be interested in knowing about that. I want to talk to you about a number of things. Based on your experiences, what do you think it's like on the other side? How about that?
I think it's peaceful. Oh, I think it's peaceful. It's, you know, we come here as best as I know, and the information it's given me is, we're coming through a journey for our soul's growth. And once we get through this, then we don't have to deal with that on the other side. It's done here. And, you know, if you've got a lot of yuck, you have to come back quicker and try to work things out with other people that you may have screwed things up with. That's my view.
Do you think people on the other side are communicating with others over there on the other side?
I don't
Any idea?
Know that, of course. I think they must. I think they must. Yeah.
I find it amazing. Yeah, and when you're communicating with, they're speaking through you, right? Do you understand?
Right.
Are you consciously aware of what's going on all the time, or are you in sort of a trance while that's going on?
Well, Often in a trance, but I'm also, the negative part of this is, for example, my best friend lived down the street, and she has hurt her foot. Well, just an example, and all of a sudden, my foot will start to hurt. Well, as soon as I find out whose foot's hurting, then mine will stop, or I'll be in a line at a grocery store to check out. And all of a sudden, I'll get a headache. Well, I don't get headaches as a rule. And the minute I leave the store, someone in that line will have a headache. I pick it up. And as soon as I'm out of there, the headache's gone. So if the headache stays, then I know it's mine. And otherwise, it's from someone else. Those are the parts that are not so fun.
I can certainly appreciate that. When you're, for example, in a grocery store. Do you get feelings or get some kind of sensation or whatever it might be or thoughts about some person that you might be standing next to in the line waiting to check out?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Especially
do you ever tell them, you talk to them and tell them, hey, you should go home and go to bed. Don't go to that movie tonight.
Tell them. So many examples, I could talk forever, but a newscaster in Anchorage, for example, and with his mother, and came through, or didn't come through, his mother was living, and I said, I came through that she had breast cancer. And I said to the guy, I said, does your mom get her breast exams done? And he said, oh, I'm sure she does. And I said, you need to call her and find out. If she isn't doing them, she needs to get them done. Because she can get help now, and she'll live. If she waits a year, she won't make it.
Okay.
And so he called her, and she went in, and she in fact did have breast cancer, and they were able to get it. And the doctor said, if you had been 4 months later, we couldn't have saved it. And my whole life's that stuff.
Did you ever have a real job in life? I mean, what did you study when you went to school? What did you think you wanted to do?
I'm all kinds of stuff. I'm an ordained minister. I am a counselor. I do counseling for people, marriage counseling. I work with a lot of kids. I've owned restaurants. I've done just a little bit of everything.
Really? What church are you an ordained minister in? Let me ask you that.
Interfaith religion, and it is interfaith, but it's interfaith religion. Yeah.
But I go to
Unity Church. I don't minister at a church. I did that because I like being able to do home blessing, weddings, baptisms, those kinds of things.
I think that's interesting. You could marry somebody. You could actually marry them, right?
ordained
minister.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Uh-huh.
Good for you. Let's talk a little bit about your experience. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay,
go ahead.
Yeah, one of the things that if just an example that will really blow your socks off, I had a guy came for a session and he brought a guy with him one day. Well, I'd known this guy since he had been younger. His mom was a client and friend for years. And he brought this guy with him, and he didn't introduce me to the guy. And I finally said, well, Mike, aren't you going to introduce me to your friend? And he said, my friend, I didn't bring anyone with me. And I thought, well, yeah, you're Joe. He's playing games. Well, this gentleman that was with him sat down in the corner in a chair out of the way. And when we're finished, we get up, and he gets up and walk down, and we start my office was on the second floor, and we start down the stairway, and halfway down the stairway, he wasn't there. And Mike said, well, I told you, if anyone was with me, it was my spirit guide. When you get those, those are a little bit nerve-wracking to have had a few of them.
No kidding. Let's talk about your work with the police, because you help people find missing people, missing persons,
absolutely.
I guess the best way to put it.
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about how you got into doing that, and tell me something about it, all right?
Okay. Well, goodness, I don't even remember how I started with it, but one case in particular, my husband had a friend that lived in Columbia, South Carolina. And there in the southeast, there was a girl that had been missing for a few years. And the mother had been in and out of the hospital, mental hospital, because they couldn't find her. And, it'd be pretty dramatic. So anyway, he called me and said, do you think you could find this person? And she had been gone in excess of 10 years. And I said, well, send me a picture and send me something that was hers, and I'll see what I can do. Well, when he did, then I would hold these items, And I saw a bridge, and it was a rather new bridge. So I called him back, and I said, well, I get a bridge, and it's a new bridge. Well, there had been three bridges, apparently, built in basically in the area since she had been missing. And so then I described the bushes that were around this particular bridge, and I said, if you go down underneath where the water, there was a dirt between the water and the pillars of the bridge.
Yeah.
And she'll be down in there. And I could see toes sticking up out of the dirt in my head. And so they got the crew and went in and dug, and there were her bones. And that was terrible, but it was also not terrible because now they had a conclusion and they could put a closure to it. And,
they had finality. Interesting.
Yeah.
And
right.
then she'd been missing
right.
for 10 years, and they could still find her under that dirt.
In
wow.
exit, yeah. Nothing was there but bones, but, yeah.
But at what, the image just came to you, huh?
And you knew where it was. Even as I talk to you right now, I can see the toes. I see the scene, in other words. And these toes were sticking up out of the dirt. And that's where she was.
Wow.
So, and I don't do those anymore because it's, you know, I do lots of things, but I don't do those anymore. I will, if it's a child, I will work on it. But I don't do any of the murder cases or any of that stuff anymore.
Why did you stop?
Work with people.
Why did you stop working on the murder case?
I couldn't do everything. Well,
yeah.
I couldn't do it all. And I took things I liked the best and enjoyed the most and saw the, and that's decided to do those. I know for an example, for counseling,
Your website is called Personal Growth Center. Why is it called that? Explain that to me.
Well, okay, it's personal, and as what I wanted was for it to be intellectual and spiritual growth.
Okay.
So could awakening makes life a whole lot richer when you are, and so I teach classes and all that kind of stuff. So that was the reason for personal growth. So
all right.
both physical, intellectual, and spiritual.
So that's your goal, to help people.
Absolutely.
They come to looking, you know, come to you wanting to contact someone on the other side, or they want a reading, whatever it is, it all leads to help their personal growth. And I think there's something to that, no question about it. You know, I gather you really love what you do.
I do.
It might be appropriate to say you were kind of born to do this. Wouldn't that be right?
I was. Oh, absolutely. It's a calling. You know, we all come with gifts. I can't sing very well, and I'm certainly not an artist. But this is my job, and it's only 24 hours in a day, and one person can only do so much. So you have to choose and pick, and I see the most help for people the way I work now. So.
Well, Joanna, it's really been great talking to you.
Oh, you too, Doug.
We're running out of time, my dear.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my goals, though, from a child on, is make every day you touch someone's life to make it better.
That's a great way to put it. Touch someone's life to make it better. Can't argue with that. We've been talking to Joanna Balto. She's based in Phoenix, Arizona, but her website, again, is joannabaltzo.com. It's very simple. If you want to learn more about her or get in touch with her, that's where you go, joannabaltzo.com. Thanks so much, Joanna. This has been great having you as a guest.
You've been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That's it for today, folks. See you next time. Till then, take care.
We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.